My name is Andre Whitehead. For 15 years, I have grown the brand of Tennessee Prep Hoops. Now, with the assistance of Brent Watts, we bring to you Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. Welcome to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. This is Andre Whitehead. Joined in the studio, but we got a full house in here today, Seth.
Yep, like
I know Seth don't have a microphone today. That's why we have a full house, because Seth don't have a microphone.
That's why
we got from the Indian Nation, Brent Watts. We've got
from the Zulu.
We've got my friend Brian Tate, otherwise known as BT. I'm the only one allowed to call him Brian.
Yep, pretty much. And the Social Security office.
And this is Sports Radio 1180 The VLZ, sponsored by Southland Realtors. We've got a lot of things going on. We've got a great interview with 1992-93 first team all NBA and current UNCC head coach Mark Price.
Yes,
ecstatic. Why was he left off the dream team? I just wanted
the original dream team.
He should have been on there.
No.
Come on now.
Man, those guys were first team NBA every year.
Those guys were first time all time.
Christian Laettner off. Isaiah Thomas or Mark Price?
Yeah, Mark Price was amazing.
Isaiah Thomas. Nobody likes Isaiah Thomas.
That's he went to Indiana.
I know, and I don't even like him.
Oh, he brought you a championship.
Let's go and address something. I'm really excited about the show. Like when I was a kid growing up, I was always watching Living Color and wanted to be Jim Carrey, but they did the skit. So I feel like
you got
this
cable in the TV?
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
you went to Ferry.
It was. I mean, the house had 5 bedrooms, 25-foot ceilings.
That's good. House.
Hot tub. Couple of acres.
The brother's name is 5,000 watts.
I'm sorry,
but this
Brent,
is if this was
you,
if this
like,
was a
sorry,
if this
I,
was a
I truly
if
love you. So,
if this was an In Living Color skit, this would be like when they did the fully colorized movies. Because now we got BT, so this is like the fully colorized.
Yeah, I'm here. they brought
right in the middle
Chisel.
Of
them. Made it.
Yeah, like a reverse Oreo.
I'm gonna ask Melissa and Shan about that tonight. But no,
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You should. You brought the snow bunnies. Let's get into basketball.
Let's get into basketball.
Well, basketball.
I don't know.
Basketball.
I like the snow
the rock. Hey,
your name is Andre the Avalanche. It's the Rock Pilot Rocky Top League.
Let's get in the Rock Top League real quick. LMU players.
Balling.
Done.
LMU. That's it.
I mean,
Rail Splitters.
Hubs is leading his team.
Oh, he's nice.
Nice. The Admiral is leading his team.
Admiral is playing great.
Admiral is balling. He's gotten serious.
Who's leading Knox News? Of course, they got Alexander. And
That's Manuel Terry and Trayvon Shaw, Jordan Bowden.
Jordan Bowden's the one I want to mention. Jordan Bowden looks very solid.
It's such a quiet game, but it's so effective.
Yeah, Jordan Bowden.
And Little Dre.
Really
don't forget Little Dre's on that
the
team,
King.
Too.
He's hard. He's easy to miss until he's up near the rim because he gets lost.
I like the way
he gets lost. I mean, if everybody's wearing high top shoes, it's hard to see Dre out there. Oh, Zane.
But he rises.
Yeah.
They're playing
but
well. Emmanuel Terry.
Sean Kemp, brother.
He's the best player in the league.
Brother.
He will be at, in two years when he graduates, he'll be at the Portsmouth.
Oh, no question.
Yeah,
he's
a
high energy guy.
He's a
quick turnaround.
He reminds me of a guy that's been bouncing around EuroLeague. He played at Florida. I don't think I ever got to see him play in person, but from watching him on the EuroLeague game of the week on NBA TV, he reminds me of Alex Tyus from Florida, who has made a lot of money and played on some EuroLeague championship teams.
Nice.
I mean, that is the highest of the high non-NBA. And those guys bounce back and forth. Mirotić was, you know, he was on either Barcelona or Madrid, and then the next year he's starting for the Bulls. So Emmanuel Terry can flat out get it.
I love the LMU guys.
Trayvon Shaw.
I like Shaw.
I
love Choice.
He's got the softest little, it's just a little
flicker.
Flick. But his body is, and you come out on him,
bat.
And he's by you. And he doesn't look quick. He doesn't look fast, but man, that
it's
guy,
like
the
a,
guy's, knows how to put the ball in the bucket.
It's a subtle quickness, and it's more so like a Baron Davis, but with a flick jump shot.
Yeah, I want to give a lot of credit to, this kid, because he really responded to the coaching. Obviously, I have 100% confidence in Rick Barnes and his staff, the improvement curve of all these guys. He had 52 points last night, still didn't win, But Mostella is a beast in this league.
He is. He had that spin reverse layup.
Ooh, yeah, he is sweet a one-on-one. That's and he, he's good. You know,
they've worked on his shot a little bit, and he seems to have a little more confidence in the jump shot.
Defensively, he's going to
be that. He's going to be that spark plug, and it's the college game. You're going to stick him in if he's on. Good he's for on. You. If he's off, bad. He's not going back in.
Right.
No. Yeah. He's one of those guys that you need to be a microwave source. You need a vent. But he's got a little dog in him.
He does. But he's getting
this is what he needs to lock in on. If you lock down a perimeter, you will play.
Yeah, well,
he's not guarding anybody.
No,
so
that's
this is where he's from.
He's from Alabama. He's from Alabama, so let's lower, you know. Okay. But
they're not gonna play any defense.
But his improvement curve has been good, and the number one compliment, he responds to coaching, and that's the best thing you can say about it.
Chad got him, Dr. Chad Smith.
Well, no, I'm talking about the UT coaches, et cetera. I mean, he flat out responds to him, and so you will see Coach that Barnes, kid that, improve.
I've been impressed more. With Lamonte Turner.
I like Lamonte.
I do.
He didn't get to play last night.
Didn't get to play.
He
at
had something
shoulder.
He's got a shoulder issue.
Shoulder.
He didn't
was
do
a little
it in
tight.
The league. Yeah,
it was a little tight. It wasn't but, in the league.
He's tough. He's hard nosed. And he's working his outside.
Well, that's what the average fan doesn't understand is that those guys are coming on some nights after two-a-days.
After lifting.
And then they're coming
basketball
out and giving
camp.
All that effort.
And
you see, and basketball camp, et cetera. So.
I saw a couple of guys, Bon Appetit. I really love
Jordan. Jordan Bone's awesome.
Jordan Bone?
The last two games, he's picked it up.
You've seen him?
He's quick.
You've seen him?
Yeah, he's quick.
I've just seen a blur. I couldn't pick him out of a crowd.
That dude's
it's
so
just
quick,
a blur.
I don't even know if he's going to turn the lights off before he hits the room. That's how quick he is.
Yeah, he is.
That is quick.
And then there was a...
That's a quick dude.
Monday night, there was a Bone family reunion.
It was. The full course meal and...
Yeah,
Bon Appetit, Josh Bone. They played on
the
same
alumni.
Team.
Yeah, he got out there. He looked solid.
Good defender.
He was a lockdown defender.
He was a good defender.
Tough to show your skills in this league as just a lockdown defender until the final minute. Like a double overtime game, like last night, you can.
That was good.
That was really great.
That was good.
I want to change pace just for a minute and talk about Best in State, which is this Saturday.
Yes,
I'm glad.
Crossville at Stone Memorial. And go through the teams that will be represented in the 15 and under. We have the B-Maze Elite, which is Bobby Mays' team. And then the Chattanooga Elite. And then Each One Teach One. And Josh Bone's team had to drop out, BFG Elite. So we replaced them with Middle Tennessee Impact, which is a nice team out of Murfreesboro. And you know all the talent coming out of that area
Charles
right
Clark!
Now. And then in the 16 and under division, we got EOTO. Club 51 out of Nashville. We got Team Penny out of Memphis. The Tennessee Tigers. The Music City Heat Elite. And Team NLP out of Chattanooga. Dickie Simpkins group. And then in 17 and under, we got Tennessee Bobcats. We got EABC out of Nashville. We got the Nashville Celtics.
Josh Whedon.
We got the Tennessee Fury.
Rick
we got
Dunn.
The Tennessee Tigers. Chip Smith.
Chip Smith.
And then Chattanooga Elite. So that starts on Saturday, tip-off at 9 o'clock Central Time.
Is Penny going to be there?
It's highly unlikely, but the coach is LaMarcus Golden, so that's another former Vol.
Vol point guard.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we're excited about that. So
so if Penny's not going to be there, do you need the deadbeat sidekick as a celebrity appearance?
You're not going to show up.
I showed up last year. I got my T-shirt.
Yeah, well, you're always welcome to show up.
You showed up. You didn't show up. Who showed up, sat in the, what do you call it, the room with the food and ate all the food?
Steve?
And the deadbeat sidekick.
Oh, okay. But I hope everybody will come out. It's going to be a great tournament. It's our third annual, so looking forward to that. So very excited about that.
There is a fun event. It is a lot of fun. There will be a lot of college coaches, small college coaches. Last year, just to reel off who was there, Freed Hardman, Lee.
Lee University.
Cumberland University.
Cole Rose, Coach Lee.
Freed Hardman.
Yeah.
Freed Hardman.
I mentioned Freed.
Did you?
I did mention Freed.
Well, Martin Methodist should be here.
Yeah.
We probably have Tennessee Wesleyan. Probably have.
Love Tennessee Wesleyan.
You know,
Athens.
Maybe some Tusculum LMU, Carson Newman, Milligan, King.
Randy Lambert won't drive out there. It's a fishing weekend, but
he may.
He may seem available.
There's a new guy.
For Maryville?
Yeah, I met him the other day, and I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I haven't met him yet.
So, and then from that area, you know, you got Union, you got Bethel.
Yes.
You got Trevecca. So yeah. Hopefully we'll get those guys out there and
see
some talent.
This is my fault as the guru, but let's definitely mention Union because they were an NCAA tournament team this year.
I already
NCAA
mentioned Division
Union. II. Yeah, I know you mentioned them, but we owe them a little more love than we have given them. So,
well, you're supposed to be the small college guru, but you're never here. So
I am. That's why, unfortunately, I've had to change to the deadbeat sidekick.
Whoa. Dang. So what am I, just the brother in the middle? Just hanging around, Sylv.
Then I want to mention, coming up in August, our second annual Tennessee 3-on-3 Basketball for Babies to benefit the March of Dimes with our honorary chair and spokesperson, Silk Cozart, from White Men Can't Jump.
And?
Blue Chips.
Gotta love him. He found Neon Bordeaux.
He did discover Neon Bordeaux.
Neon Bordeaux.
7'4", Neon Bordeaux.
And Butch McCray.
Butch McCray.
That's our second Penny reference in
there. Yeah. Oh, you got to have awesome. Penny. Nike.
Nike
phone posits.
I mean, is it fair to say he's the best player to ever come out of Tennessee?
Yes.
I would actually, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, he's NBA superstar.
Yes.
Yeah, legit.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a reference in 8-Ball MJG.
I mean, let's name him real quick. The top five to ever come out of Tennessee. Penny, Ron Mercer,
19 points against Syracuse as a freshman.
Corey Brewer,
Portland, Tennessee. Lee Humphrey.
Trenton Hassel.
Sean Marion's
like a 27-year NBA vet.
Do we even say Mr. Harrison? No.
Do we say Alex Bowers?
Do we?
No. Borderline on that. Borderline there.
We know some more basketball players from the state of Tennessee. Ron Mercer gives me a good one because 19 points against Syracuse as a freshman.
Yeah.
With Derek Anderson at the two, Tony Delk, Anthony Epps, against Jason Cipolla, John Wallace, Otis Hill.
How do you know all this?
That was a great tournament here.
How do you know all this?
I love basketball.
Oh. Well, we're firing up Monday night, Rocky Top. Well, we got best in state, then Monday night's Rocky Top, then Wednesday is the championship. Let's give some love to on Tuesday nights in Chattanooga is the Ricky Taylor Pro-Am.
And the truth, Taylor.
Happy for Ricky.
And you'll see some very good players. You'll see some guys that really played really well.
5,000 watts coming out of retirement.
In the Rocky Top League in the past, like E.J. Ward that played at Tennessee Wesleyan. Mm-hmm. You'll see Jonathan. You'll see the Cobra. You'll see Trey Suttles.
The Paint Bully.
Rico White maybe down there playing.
Young Rico.
Yeah. So,
Bearden alumni.
So, that'd be great. Well, let's go ahead and take this little segment to a close, and we'll close out. We got the interview with Mark Price coming up next, and then we'll be back after that to talk about our John Bailey Company Player of the Week and our Darren Poppin Mortgage Coach of the Week and talk a little bit more about Rocky Top. Let's take a quick break. This is Andre Whitehead, Tennessee Press Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, VLZ.
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event, the fourth quarter, Rocky Top Insider Radio, the Dave Hooker Show, and more. Sports talk around the clock. Sun up to sundown and online all the time. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Hey, my man, it's been a long time. How you doing? I heard you had another baby.
Number two, man, I got to figure all this out. We got to find a house. Where do I find a realtor? Do I have to get the title company? Who can help with the insurance? What?
I think, my friend, I have a solution to your problem.
Dude, please don't be joking.
I will not joke with you. Southland Companies features Southland Brokers, Southland Realtors, Southland Title Company, Southland Properties. There is no question, no scenario, or any transaction Southland can't handle. Accountability, trustworthiness, and consistency during every step of the transition. Experts in every field of real estate all under one roof. They have buyer reps, listing agents, land experts, leasing agents, property managers, rental experts, mortgage lenders, title associates. No excuses, just people doing their job. Everything under one roof. What do you think of that?
So basically all I got to do is make one phone call and I can get answers to all these questions.
You pick up the phone. You call 865-693-6961. Call Southland Realtors and they will take care of your problems. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. They are located at 244 North Peters Road in Knoxville, or you can also get them at asouthlandcompany.com and they can take care of all your issues and all your problems all under one roof. And that should ease your mind.
That's the best information I've heard all day.
Well, go talk to somebody who is the best at what they do. Southland Companies. That's 865-693-6961. Southland Realtors. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info,
all the best talk
here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Okay, we are back. It's Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio here at Sports Radio 1180 VLZ, sponsored by Southland Realtor. And our Kelly Chiropractic interview segment on the phone with me right now from the University of Charlotte, Mr. Mark Price. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, guys. How you guys doing?
I really appreciate you taking the time we are beyond ecstatic. Yeah. Actually, we're like Mike Tyson. We're ludicrously ecstatic.
All I can say is the AT&T shootout. I see this guy, and I'm like, if only my jumper could be that good.
I could take this negative real quick. Look, I would hate Mark Price because he never, ever missed a free throw.
And his hair was perfect.
I have that hair now.
And his brother Brent do not have that hair. Yeah,
but his brother Brent, I thought he was cold too.
30 years to get that hair.
Yeah, but your hair doesn't even look real. Your hair looks like a piece.
Thank you.
Yeah, but
5,000 watts.
How do you get a piece with gray in it? I don't. That's amazing.
It's just a touch of gray. It's experience.
It's just a touch. Well, anyway, Marcus, it's great talking to you. This is Andre Whitehead with Brian Tate and Brent Watts. And Brent, obviously, I assume you were up in that area, and we've known Coach Fancher for a long time because he was down here at Tennessee. Because
he's a legend.
And then knew him at App State. So I've known Coach Fancher for a long, long time.
Since he was at Maryville College.
Yeah, he's a Maryville guy, and that's where I live, too. So, just wanted to say hello to you, man, talk a little bit about your NBA career, and then your now as you've moved on to the coaching ranks. And I love to hear something about when you played for Coach Kremins, because I've known any Coach Kremins story that I've ever heard has been phenomenal. So hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But man, it was
I have a few of those.
Oh man, they were just great. I mean, just
rambling
and got to actually meet him a little bit when he was coaching at Charleston and he was recruiting some Tennessee kids. And
what about the great guards that have came through that school?
Oh my gosh,
like Kenny Anderson. We're talking about Mark Price. We're talking about Matt Harpering, Oliver.
Matt Harpering. Do not touch his thermostat. He will fight you. It's 73 degrees, and if you touch it in the summer, he will beat you up.
Oh yeah, Wes had some with Halston,
and of course one of my guys, both Berries, John and Brent. No, sorry, Drew.
Well, hey, Coach. First question I got for you is playing the bulk of your career and being a superstar in Cleveland. What do you think this championship means for the city of Cleveland and all of Northeast Ohio?
Well, they've been waiting a long, long time for that. I don't know if any of you guys got to watch some of the parade yesterday, but they said they had 1.3 million people show up. I mean, it was just off the hook. And those, I mean, talk about great fans. I mean, I remember when I played there, and I mean, win, lose, whatever, those people were there. They were for their team. They died you know, Cleveland, and I'm just really happy for the Cavs to win it and for those fans to get that championship they've been waiting for so long.
Yeah, it's something special. Talk a little bit about the pro world's different from the standpoint of you kind of go where you get your contract, where you get this, but LeBron chose to play in his hometown. I mean, is that extra special at the pro level, or is that kind of like college, where if you bring in a kid from the hometown, you may be bringing distractions?
Well, I think it was, you know, obviously LeBron was a, you know, once a century type of player. And when he, you know, got drafted and, you know, Cleveland had the first pick, you know, to get him right out of high school, and then to, you know, get so close and then take off for Miami, I think that just, like, broke everybody's hearts there in Cleveland, obviously. And, of course, he won his couple championships and on top of it. And then to decide, you know what, I want to go back to Cleveland and try to win one in my hometown. I think any of those jerseys that got burned.
Yeah, they regret it now. Those are collector's items.
The Cleveland Revival.
They probably wish they still had those. But trust me, all has been forgiven in Cleveland as far as LeBron James.
They're not yelling ELO anymore. They're not.
That's right.
I'm sorry, right. Mark. I had to. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Coach, how have you found the transition to college basketball? Just I know you did some assistant coaching for Coach Crimmins for a while. Mm-hmm. You did some scouting and stuff in some of the different leagues and in the D League and stuff like that. Have you? I guess just the transition from that world to now, you've got to you know, hit the road recruiting. You've got just different responsibilities and different things. And how have you? How have you handled that? How have you enjoyed that? I know it's a lot of fun, and having Coach Fancher on your staff is nothing but a blessing, because that guy's just been through the rigors and knows everything that there is to know about recruiting. But how have you enjoyed the experience so far?
You know, it's been quite a ride, really. For the first year, I got the job kind of late in the recruiting process. Showed up at Charlotte. You know, during the transition, several guys, you know, left. When I showed up, it was, I think we had five guys on scholarship. And so I had to put my staff together really, really quickly. Was able to bring Houston on board. Another guy that's been around the recruiting trail for years, and Chris Ferguson, who's at Oklahoma State.
He was here
at
Tennessee. He's at Tennessee.
Yeah, through two head coaches,
Chris was at Tennessee also. And then I was able to hire as my third guy, a young guy that's basically recruited the state of North Carolina his whole coaching career, Andre Gray. So
I know Andre.
You know, I was able to get those guys on board quickly, and then I was just like, we were just scattered trying to, you know, find players to fill a roster last year, and you know, amazingly so, we were able to come up with some real gems. Had a couple guys in John Davis and Andrew White that made all freshman team in the league last year, as well as able to get a fifth year transfer in Joseph Uchibo, who played at Pittsburgh. He was a fifth year guy and came in and broke the conference rebounding record, single season rebounding record. So, you know, we were able to go out as a staff and find some guys and set a foundation, lay a foundation for our program. And I thought second half of the season, we were really able to make some real positive strides, heading in the right direction. And I thought finished the season really strong.
Coach Price, Brian Tate here. Just had a quick question. When you were playing in your pro career, college pro career, you were so disciplined on making great decisions. Like, what do you look for in a player far as discipline on the court and even knowing what you're saying on the court, even having a great basketball language and having good IQ? What do you look for most? Is it that, the IQ, or the discipline, or all three?
Well, I think, you know, I think a lot of times, I think, you know, discipline and high IQ come together a lot of times. If you got a player that has one, he's probably got a good chance to have the other. I think guys that understand how to play. Obviously, I like guys that know how to shoot the basketball the way we like to play. You know, we like to space shooters out on the floor and try to give guys opportunities and space to play. So, you know, I think, you know, we felt good about the young men we brought in last year. Started three freshmen most of the season. We took our lumps early, which we, you know, kind of expected. We had an extremely difficult early schedule last year. We had to go play in the Bahamas, and right out of the chute had to play Syracuse, Michigan, and Washington.
Ouch.
You know, with basically we had a team that was, you know, coming out of high school. So it, you know, we took our lumps early, but I tell you what, I really love the resiliency of our guys. I mean, they stuck with it. They kept up with the process. And, you know, we really turned the corner once we got into conference play and were able to finish 500 in our league and won our first round game in our conference tournament. And even Middle Tennessee, we were up at halftime on them, the team that eventually went on to beat Michigan State in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, we really felt good about how we pulled it together so quickly and got things headed in the right direction. And now we've tried to add some pieces this offseason. We got some new guys and new faces coming in to add with the good stuff that we got already, and hopefully continue to grow this program and get it to where I want to get to.
Good deal. Well, let's start with a couple questions about Charlotte specifically. Number one, it looks like the commitment to athletics at UNCC is huge. New football team, new football stadium, obviously NBA superstar, basketball coach. Is the collegiate athletic scene in Charlotte picking up?
Yeah, no question. I was fortunate for me. It was an easy transition to Charlotte because I was with the Charlotte Hornets for the last 2 years and just fell in love with the city of Charlotte. It's a beautiful city. You know, we have great facilities, you know, at Charlotte. When I was with the Hornets, I had no idea. I knew the school was there, but I'd never really gone over and seen the campus. It's just a beautiful campus. We got 28,000 students. It's vibrant. It's growing. And everybody's just excited about the potential we have there.
Yep. Now, talk a little bit about, because I know when you played in college and then now where you're coaching, is having an NBA team in that town a distraction? Or is it, do you think it helps? Because, you know, I can tell some stories from Atlanta when my friend was playing at Georgia Tech and we'd go to nightclubs and be like, let me in for free. I play at Georgia Tech. And they'd just say, come back when you're with the Hawks. And this is when the Hawks
were
terrible.
Right, right. Right,
do you think having an NBA franchise there is a distraction?
Well, I think it can be in certain situations, but I think our situation's a little unique in that we have really good relationships with the pro teams here in Charlotte. I know the Jerry Richardson, the owner of the Panthers, actually gave a ton of the money to help build our football stadium at Charlotte. And his name is on.
And it's beautiful.
His name is on our football stadium, and they've done a great job with that. And obviously my relationship with the Hornets, you know, I got great relationships with guys that I worked with there, like MKG and Kimba. And, you know, those guys come over to campus to see me and, you know, get them a workout in from time to time. And our guys see that. And so I think that it's going to be a real advantage for us in our situation to have that.
Who's the owner? Who owns the Hornets? I can't remember. Was he a player?
Michael Jeffrey.
Did he play basketball?
Michael Jeffrey.
Some guy named MJ.
Did you just go by his initials?
Hornets. And,
he's no Mark. He's no Mark Price.
Richfield Coliseum and Gund Arena legend.
He's no Mark Price. Yep.
Richfield Coliseum, just shooting lights.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your, when you played. I'd love to know some more details about, like, who was your toughest matchup? Who was your favorite teammate? You were an all-NBA first-team guy in 1992-93. That's just unbelievable. A lot of people don't realize what a good player you were when you played. I mean, you were so, like we said, so fundamentally sound. You were great from the foul line. You're always a 90-plus percent shooter. Won a couple of the three-point contests, man. You were just people probably considered you an overachiever because you're a small guard that did great, but I just think you worked hard and But like, who was your who was the toughest opponent that you ever had to guard, or that guarded you, I guess, in the backcourt? And then who's the best player you ever played against?
Well, I think one of my toughest opponents was at the time we were, you know, in the division with the Detroit Pistons when they were on their rise.
The Bad Boys?
The Bad Boys, and Isaiah Thomas, who was just a fantastic player. And we had a really good rivalry between us. Isaiah and I went at it, and we, you know, I always loved the challenge of playing against him. And I mean, but shoot, there's so many great players, and you played against a great player every night. And so, you know, the challenge of doing that and competing at that level was just, it was an unbelievable experience. You know, I was fortunate to be on a really good team, had some great teammates, guys like Brad Daugherty, Larry Nance, Hot Rod Williams, Craig Elo, Ron Harper when I first got there. I mean, we had a really, really good team.
Were you there in person? Sorry to interrupt. Were you there in person when Craig Elo dunked over Mark Jackson?
I was there.
How was that? I mean, how high when he hit Mark Jackson?
Was no,
that
was Tom Chambers that hit Mark.
I'm talking about Tom Chambers.
I will remember this. When I was a kid, and I remember watching this, I heard about Kevin Johnson when he played for the Cavs.
Right.
And I thought to myself, I was like, if Mark Price loses the starting position, I'm going to be mad. Because Kevin Johnson didn't get traded because you just outworked everybody that year. And then this guy goes to Phoenix, has a great all-star career. And then what's also cool, you were on Dream Team 2, if I'm correct, right?
That's correct.
If I'm correct, Steve Smith, Mark Price, Isaiah Thomas doesn't even play on the – he's still on the team. Joe Dumars. That's a great collection. It's out. Sean Kemp, Derek Coleman, Shaquille.
I think that first one was pretty good too, though.
Shaquille.
Morning was on that. That was a pretty nice dream team.
Excellent.
It was a good team. Oof.
Yeah, we had the unfortunate, you know, of following up.
That team was pretty good, too.
But you guys were nice.
That first one wasn't bad.
The first team had
– They were old. The first team was old.
The first team had a bunch of legends on it. We were pretty darn good ourselves.
You guys would have told.
No, I was there. I saw Dream Team 2. So you got to win a gold medal in your hometown.
Oh, that was the Atlanta Olympics. The first one was in Barcelona.
Well, no, but then this Dream Team 2 was in Toronto.
Toronto
Dream Team 2, because you had Steve Smith and Derek Coleman. You got two Detroit guys. And then Mark Price coming on.
Right.
I mean, that was a good team.
Well, let's get to an Atlanta story. Make us laugh.
Cremins.
Make us laugh with Coach Cremins.
And the hair.
Well, it was funny because I was part of Bobby's first recruiting class. He had gotten a job at Georgia Tech late the year before, had a chance to recruit. And so he basically told his assistants he wanted a point guard and a big man to start his program. Now, you know, people that kind of know Georgia Tech as a basketball school, you know, when I was coming out, they might have been the worst program in the country when Bobby took over. I mean, it was bad. Students were literally wearing bags over their heads to the games.
Oh no!
You know, it was that bad. What Bobby came in, Tech had just been in the ACC for about a year at the time, and so it wasn't like he could go out and recruit the number one point guard in the country at that time, or the number. So he had to find a couple guys flying under the radar. And that's basically what I was. I was 155 pounds coming out of high school, you know, 5'11", 155.
Did you ever break 6 foot?
His assistant. Well, with shoes on and a couple pairs of socks. but anyway, George Felton, his top assistant at Tech, saw me play for Team Oklahoma in a tournament down in Jacksonville, Florida. And AAU wasn't anything what it is right now. There was a few tournaments starting up back then. And, you know, I'd never even heard of AAU until after my junior year in high school. And a guy from Oklahoma City named Johnny Williams, who had a fried chicken store, basically put a team together And we just happened to have some pretty good players in Oklahoma that year. A guy by the name of Wayman Tisdale.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
Steve Hale that played at North Carolina.
Yeah.
So we go down there and end up getting to the championship game and playing New York City and Chris Mullins' crew. And St. so
he's okay.
that was kind of when people got to see me play for the first time. And so George Felton calls up Bobby. And for anybody that knows Bobby Cremins, he's from New York City. I don't think he still thinks anybody outside of New York City knows how to play basketball. So, you know, George Felton tells him he's found his point guard. And Bobby says, I'm not going down to Florida to recruit some point guard. And George says, no, this is better than that, coach. This kid's from Oklahoma. So Cremins like, no way. And George said, Bobby, you got to go down and see the kid play. And, of course, the recruiting rules were different, you know, back then as far as the number of times you could go see a kid play during his high school. And there weren't any limitations on it. So my senior year, Bobby or one of his assistants was at 17 of my games my senior year in high school.
Wow.
And so that's kind of when the connection got made. And even at that point, I probably was going to stay closer to home. My family's from Oklahoma. I was getting recruited by all the Oklahoma schools. Jack Hartman and Lon Kruger were at Kansas State. They recruited me really hard. But I felt like I owed Georgia Tech a visit. I went down to Atlanta, just fell in love with it. At the time, obviously, the ACC was by far and away the best basketball conference in the country. And just the opportunity to know that Tech was so bad at the time, I was going to walk right in and I was going to play as a freshman, which doesn't seem like much today to today's kid, but back then it was different. You know, a really good league, a really good program. Most kids sat their first couple of years waiting for their chance. You know, so to get a chance to go in and play in the ACC as a freshman was unreal. And you know, Bobby was just a character. You know, I remember the first time he came in for an in-home visit to our house. You know, he was young, but he had this head of gray hair. You know, he had the ugliest puke green suit on I've ever seen in my life. You know, when he walked in the door.
You have a gold tie.
I was.
No gold tie?
My family, he did. He had a gold tie.
I knew it.
He had a gold tie on. My family and I were just mesmerized trying to understand his New York keys as he talked to us for about 2 hours straight. So that was my first recollection of Bobby. And he just, I just loved his enthusiasm and just his energy level and his excitement he had for building something at Tech. And he had gone out and recruited John Sally, and we came in together. He did get one guy from New York City, John Sally. And we came in together and started building that program, and it was a fun ride.
Yeah, so did you say you were his first signee?
I was part of his first recruiting class.
Okay,
I think a couple of the other guys had signed earlier than me, but
okay, because
I was a late signee.
My next door neighbor Halston Lane was his last signee. Halston hit like nine threes in an AAU game, and Cremins runs to his hotel room with a letter of intent and on the spot, and Halston was getting recruited by a College of Charleston, UNC Wilmington, and a lot of different schools. And Cremins comes in. I'm Bobby Cremins with Georgia Tech, and laid it down. And Halston was just like, "Yeah." I mean, that was tough to turn down. That's kind of a funny story. He's like, Bobby Cremins comes running to my hotel room, wanting me to play for Georgia Tech, and I'm like, "Okay." So,
who were the assistant coaches when you were there?
Bobby, you know, was ahead. George Felton was his top assistant. We also had a guy named Perry Clark.
I remember. Yeah, he was at Tulane. Jalen Rose and them. Was he not their coach in high school? Was he not a Detroit guy?
That's Watson.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of Perry Watson.
So Perry Clark and another guy named Jimmy Hebron, who was an assistant with that team. But it was a fun ride, man. And we started the rookie of the year in the ACC. I was the first one. I think we won about five or six straight. Kept adding pieces, great players, and started winning winning in the ACC and won the ACC championship by my junior year.
That's awesome, man. That's a great – that yeah, Coach Kremins is just legendary. I mean, you talk to anybody that has ever had any association with him, and he just – man, the stories they tell are just unbelievable and so funny. And I remember someone tell – I can't remember who it was. It's the guy who ran the Swanee Sports Academy for a long time. And I think he was Kevin Cantwell. That's exactly what I was trying to think of. Kevin told us just some unbelievable Kremen stories, just unbelievable. And it was so funny. And what a great guy he was. And I think you did some stuff down there too, didn't you? Didn't you do some individual workouts and some camps? If I remember him advertising some stuff for you, because we would go. That's one of my favorite places to go see a tournament because everything's under one roof. It's an awesome place.
Right.
Coach, yeah. I got a tough question for you here for a guy, that's building a program. But let's just say you're looking at the top high school prospect in the country. Why would that kid, who is the number one player in the class, he's a one and done, why would he not go directly to the D League and learn the professional game with professional coaches? Why would he choose 1 year of college? What's the benefit versus the drawbacks?
I mean, that's a good question. You know, honestly, are kids allowed to do that? That's something, I guess they can go.
You are 18. At 18.
No, you have to have the 1 year out of.
Not for the D-League. 18 is the minimum age for the D-League. And you become draft eligible the next year.
I'm surprised you haven't seen more of that happening.
Yeah, if that's
you're just be a pool player.
You see guys going across seas like Brandon Jennings.
Yeah, you're naming one. I mean, I would mention Jeremy Tyler.
Jeremy Tyler
skipped his senior year of high school. But
I remember that.
But with a guy that's familiar, obviously you're a first team NBAer, so you know the elite top of the top, and then you've worked at every level. You're familiar with the D League. Now you're coaching major college basketball. What is stopping that? I mean, obviously, if there's a number one recruit out there in the country that listens to our show, you really need
to
consider Charlotte. Yeah. You really need to look at UNC Charlotte.
City.
Mark Price is a great coach.
But
why wouldn't they go and learn? Because to me, I always say the NBA to college, it's checkers to chess. It's a very, very different game. And it takes guys years to learn it.
Yeah, well, I think that's a good question. It'll be interesting to see if that starts happening, to be honest, more and more. I know you had the one kid that went overseas, to play that's in the league now, the guard. I can't remember.
Brandon Jennings.
I think he made $850,000 that year.
Yeah, wearing Under Armour.
Yeah.
Smart guy.
Yeah, the kid that was going to SMU or something, too. I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Emmanuel Mudiay.
Yeah. He plays for the Denver Nuggets. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emmanuel
Mudiay. He went over to China. And
right.
So, it's a good question. I think you're probably going to see probably more of that kind of thing because kids are like, because the reality with the one and done guys is, they're going to college for one semester, and then they're probably not even going to class after that.
Yeah, they're not going to class after Christmas ever.
So the whole idea of being a student-athlete thing kind of gets thrown out the window, to a certain extent. They're just biding their time following the rules of what it takes to wait till they're old enough to get drafted. So
yeah, so what can we expect out of your guys this year? What going in on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel with your recruiting class, the guys you got returning? Obviously, you gave MTSU a heck of a game. How are you feeling about your second season?
We're excited about it. Last year was, honestly, it was kind of shooting in the dark, for the first half of the year. Just I didn't know what I had from a roster standpoint. The kids we'd signed with such little time to watch them. I didn't know what my rotations were going to be. I didn't know much about the league we were going to play in, all those sorts of things. And so, for me personally, kind of knowing what to expect, I'll have a lot better feel for that heading into this year. I'll have a lot better grasp of my roster. We're also going to take a trip in August, our summer trip over to Canada.
Okay.
We'll get a chance to get some practice days in. We'll get three extra games this summer to get a chance to figure some things out. And so from that standpoint, I feel like we'll have a lot better idea walking into the season this year of where we are, what to expect. And I'm really excited about our team and the additions that we've made. And I think we can take some steps forward from where we finished last year.
Awesome, Coach. We've got a tough a couple of tough questions here at the end. There is no wrong answer. There's probably no right answer either. But it's we like
this is the question
jokes.
We ask of every guest.
Yeah, so. we'll get to that question in 1 second. First of all, I want to say thank you for treating the kids exceptionally well at your basketball camp you had this week. Obviously, you teach the free throw shooting at the camp, correct?
I do.
So they can't learn from any better. But thank you, those kids from the Catawba Indian Nation. Thanks for taking care of them. They need all the basketball help they can get. I was calling myself the Michael Jordan of the Catawba Indian Nation. I now call myself the Mark Price of the
that
Catawba
Indian Nation.
That's
a beautiful thing, man. That's we should clap that up.
3,000 strong, but I really appreciate that. Now on to the question, and we've done this to major college coaches. If you were going to be stranded on an island, say you're on a sinking boat, and there's three of you, and of course you're the brains, you're Mark Price, and you can only save one, and you're going to be on that island indefinitely until you're rescued. So you got to take into account who's good with their hands, who's good at making things, and who would annoy you the least. The two people, one drowns, one you save, and you're marooned on an island. Between John Sally or Brad Daugherty?
Suspense. The suspense is on.
There's no wrong answer, but keep in mind, you know, who's crafty? Who can build things?
Who's going to make your life easier? Who's going to take care of you?
The spider. You got to go with spider.
No, because, I mean, it's not L.A., you know, it's not nightclubs.
I don't know. I think Daugherty comes from the mountains of North Carolina.
He was a young guy when he came into North Carolina.
But he seems NASCAR more crafty. He's Black Mountain, North Carolina, home of Richard Petty.
NASCAR guy, NASCAR lover.
Those are two, and this is the truth, those are two of my favorite teammates of all times. But if you're talking about having to survive out in the thing, Brad Daugherty's a country boy. I'm
exactly.
going with country
oh, you just
boy.
Knew it. Oh, I knew it. He just left
you didn't like the guy
drowned.
From the city? You didn't like Spider Sally?
He likes him. He just has to make a choice between
on
two.
Island. On an island, you're not going to ask for Spider Sally.
What is Spider Sally? He's from New York City. What's he going to do on an island?
He wants to hang out in LA and go to nightclubs.
He's not helping you. He's not helping you survive on an island.
He's not going to help you survive on an island?
No chance.
Brad Daugherty does.
Yeah, John wouldn't be much
trouble
on an island, no way. So.
All right. Well, Coach, we greatly appreciate this
so
opportunity
much,
to talk
man.
About
thank
Cleveland,
you.
Georgia Tech, UNC Charlotte. Thank you so much for being on here. We'll wrap it up. We're going to go to commercial, and we'll just end with this. Coach Fancher deserves a raise. So thanks for being on here.
Thank you so much, Mark. Like I said, I've enjoyed watching you play. Wish you nothing but luck. I'll be in touch with Coach Fancher. Hopefully you'll come down and recruit some in Tennessee. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right. That was Mark Price, head coach of UNC Charlotte. This is Andre Whitehead, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, sponsored by Southland Realtors.
People wanted to keep up with and talk about their favorite sports teams, so we took care of it.
What'd you do?
All the latest info, all the best talk, here on the Sports Station.
The Vols, Titans, and more. Sound off. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, at sportsradiothevlz.net.
Have you ever wanted to see more of the Avengers, X-Men, or Walking Dead, or learn more about the Arrow or the Flash? Or maybe you're looking for a great way to get your child into reading without having to spend a lot of money? Then check out Snake Eyes Comics. Snake Eyes Comics has been Knoxville's top spot for all your comic and nerd needs. With two convenient locations in the Home Depot Shopping Center in West Knoxville and off the Callahan Road exit in North Knoxville, Snake Eyes Comics has something for everyone. Find us on Facebook and stop in today. Hey, my man, it's been a long time. How you doing? I heard you had another baby.
Number two, man, I got to figure all this out. We got to find a house. Where do I find a realtor? Do I have to get the title company? Who can help with the insurance? What?
I think, my friend, I have a solution to your problem.
Dude, please don't be joking.
I will not joke with you. Southland Companies features Southland Brokers, Southland Realtors, Southland Title Company, Southland Properties. There is no question, no scenario, or any transaction Southland can't handle. Accountability, trustworthiness, and consistency during every step of the transition. Experts in every field of real estate all under one roof. They have buyer reps, listing agents, land experts, leasing agents, property managers, rental experts, mortgage lenders, title associates. No excuses, just people doing their job. Everything under one roof. What do you think of that?
So basically all I got to do is make one phone call and I can get answers to all these questions?
You pick up the phone. You call 865-693-6961. Call Southland Realtors, and they will take care of your problems. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. They are located at 244 North Peters Road in Knoxville, or you can also get them at asouthlandcompany.com, and they can take care of all your issues and all your problems all under one roof. And that should ease your mind.
That's the best information I've heard all day.
Well, go talk to somebody who is the best at what they do. Southland Companies. That's 865-693-6961. Southland Realtors. Southland is your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at the John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to the John Bailey Company at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. The John Bailey Company, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
Join us for an in-depth discussion of the penetrating issues facing society today.
Penetrating.
The Swain Event, the fourth quarter. Rocky Top Insider Radio. The Dave Hooker Show and more. Sports talk around the clock. Sun up to sundown and online all the time. The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLD.
Bam! 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 Bam!
And we're bam, back on Tennessee bam. Prep Hoops Radio, sponsored by Southland Realtors. We have mutinied a little, and we have duct taped Dre and put duct tape over his mouth and put him in the corner because we are here to talk basketball knowledge.
Kids got to get it, man.
Just because the guy scouts every player in the state, he thinks he knows everything. He don't know what we know. We don't know what we know.
You know, I wish the game was tougher.
I do too.
I try to. As a guy that tries to change the mind of a kid, when I plant the seed in this kid, I'm saying to you, do you know that you can do more with this basketball than you will ever know? That's it.
I leave it this way. It's get an education.
That's what gets lost. That's that first. But that with that ball.
I
took sports information.
You like 80s basketball?
I love basketball.
How physical is the last 2 minutes of a Rocky Top game?
The most intense pressure.
A tight game. If you get decapitated, they will call it. Yeah. But it stays. I mean, it's like game seven.
Yeah.
It's like game seven. Yeah. And the reason that the Cavs won, yeah, game one, 2016 basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Game seven, whistles are
grown
in pockets.
Grown men basketball.
Who spent more time in the weight room in the offseason, me or you?
Exactly.
And whoever did wins the game.
And then to think of when you look at Golden State, I compare those guys to a bunch of really nice, good guys that play with just a tad of
country club basketball.
They play country club basketball. West Coast country club basketball, as if we're going to run you to death, we're going to spot up. We got that one guy who's going to take off all the pressure. Draymond Green, he's going to be the dog in your fight.
Yeah.
He's going to try to be the intimidator. Bro, I'm sorry. The only person that intimidates me on the court is me. I don't notice you.
People that kick,
I don't notice
people that kick
guy.
People in the junk don't intimidate me. Don't, I mean, it's smart.
You're not going to intimidate
me. If you're fighting for your life, it's what you do. But yeah. This is basketball. I don't like the I'm a soldier.
No,
this is
I don't
war.
Either. No,
because afterwards, if you're playing in the NBA
you're going
or even
home.
College, we're all going home with hot girls.
That's it. That's it.
As the buzzer That's sounds, we're all going home with the pretty girls, okay? That's sports.
That is sports.
Yeah.
Done on this level.
This ain't warrior type stuff, but.
My thing is with the young guys is they're not listening to coaching because they come
in. They don't
in,
listen to anybody.
I got it. I know what I'm doing. No, how do you not know what you're doing at this level?
Let's go back a couple shows where one of the assistants, I believe he was from Furman, was like, think about it. There are more skills coaches than ever.
Right.
And skills are worse than ever.
Yeah.
In college.
Because when kids come to me, they say, how do you do what you do? I said, well, I'm a category of one. I said, there's not too many guys that can do sports psychology. I took enough classes. What I'm telling you to do is I'm telling you to listen to the coaching. And then on the training side, there's an NBA book.
So what I've been saying this year, because
you played.
I mean, I've been doing this, and, you know, I've been fortunate enough to coach Josh Richardson, who did not make the all-rookie team is
he
what
was
we
the
call
seventh
a travesty.
Best rookie in the NBA. I was
fortunate enough to coach Jordan McRae, who's got a ring.
And where's number 12 because of Tobias Harris?
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to coach C.J. Watson.
Who played for the Golden Great Warriors and scored 37 against Deron Williams.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
who played for the Utah Jazz at the time.
And you know what? Yeah. The number one skill is, and I keep saying this and I keep saying this, mm-hmm. is listening.
That's it.
When you're told to do, you go do. It's that simple. And they don't. It goes through the blender. And
entitlement.
They're like, no, I know.
A lot of entitlement.
He don't know what he's talking about. He don't really. Oh, okay, yeah. Because, you know, I got the Cobra. And I got Wayne Chisholm, mm-hmm. and I got Quincy Skates, who was mm-hmm. playing in Dubai out of Tennessee Wesleyan and Mexico. I mean, these are pro players. They
know the game.
Yes. this is what they get paid to do.
Yeah, this is their job.
And
this is their
and
job.
Then, you know,
their career is their job.
Yeah, I mean, this is how they, mm-hmm. like with Quincy, he brought his beautiful daughter. This is how he provides food. I mean, this is what this man does.
That's how he eats.
He is very good at it.
He's the bulldozer on skates.
Yeah.
And back to what you mentioned, you know, I've seen a lot of basketball at a young age, and it's the thing of guys feel they have a sense of entitlement. And I'm from the era of nobody gave me anything. You got to earn this, and you got to earn
the emphasis on sports is massive. I mean, don't get me
it's
wrong.
It's bad. This age? I mean,
high schools aren't building huge high schools.
Better.
They're building little high schools with huge gyms
Feeders.
And huge football stadiums.
Yeah.
And
where's
I mean,
the
it's all well
art.
And good, but you know what? I can tell you one thing.
You got a business. You got an NBA.
Well, no, think about this. Mm. The guys in the NBA, the day of the big dumb jock, he's just bigger than everybody, so he's above me.
It's over.
LeBron James is very intelligent. Steph Curry. Very, I mean, these guys
are
high IQ,
smart,
matched with, of course, LeBron, the greatest athlete on the planet. Mm-hmm. Steph, his skill level is reminiscent
shot
of
selection.
His skill is reminiscent of
a young Chris Jackson, Mahmoud Abdul.
Oh, no, he's reminiscent of the pistol or
young pistol, but very Mahmoud Abdul. LSU, not Nuggets, not most improved player.
Wait, are we talking Chris
Jackson,
or are we talking
35.
Mahmoud?
Chris Jackson, number 35,
okay.
who destroyed
Jackson.
Us
okay.
at
yeah.
Thompson Mullen Arena. I cried.
No,
I
but then
the
we
game.
Beat him one year because I went to the airport afterwards,
know,
and I met Shaq because my family LSU ties.
I thought you were going to bring up the fight.
Carlos Groves would have destroyed Shaq. Shaq would
That's
have died.
That's the only one I know.
Carlos Groves would have beaten Shaq to a
My point. Uncles actually were at that game. I didn't go. It was on TV.
Oh, yeah, I remember watching
it. I didn't go. My,
yeah, that would have
my
been.
Uncle... I want to say my Uncle Dean.
Shaq was too big. Shaq had never been in a fight. He was too big. Nobody fought with him.
Nobody fought Shaq and Stanley Roberts in the paint.
Some of the punches Shaq has thrown have been just awesome in his career.
Shaq. the one I remember is the Chuck one.
Yes.
Or no, the Brad Miller. The running. What about the draft tonight? Everybody forgot about the draft. The NBA draft is tonight. Nobody cares.
Is it tonight?
See? Dude, bad basketball is.
Dude, I got a wife and two kids, man. Exactly. And by the way,
that's how bad.
By the way,
Chris Dunn.
Remember best draft pick of last year's draft?
Chris Dunn, Boston Celtics, number 3.
Completely disagree. Got really? Two better ones. That's number 3.
You don't like Chris Dunn?
That's the third.
He fits
best.
Well, because
that's
a prominent guy.
That's the bronze medal.
That's so your Ben Simmons will be the best overall player.
Bronze medal for last year's draft.
Okay.
The silver medal goes to the Miami Heat.
I'm a Miami Heat guy. Who do you think they're going to pick up?
No, last year's draft.
Oh, of course. Josh Richardson and Justin Winslow.
No, just Josh Richardson.
Well, I'm not.
Justin Winslow was a high pick.
Josh Richardson did everything.
He was the 41st pick and
did the most.
Winslow didn't even play in one of their playoff games.
Yeah, he didn't.
And Richardson played a ton.
Now, and he's getting groomed with Dwayne Wade, who's probably the Kobe
and the number
of the
one,
East.
The number one?
Kobe of the East.
The number one overall draft pick from last year. Not the guy that was selected first, but the best value for the money.
Best value for the money?
Kristaps. Porzingis. The resurrection of the Knicks. Porzingis is bringing the Knicks back.
You know what? It's kind of like just the Rocky Top revival, almost. Kind of like the resurgence. It's gonna be. I like the resurgence of New York because they got Derrick Rose in the trade, big trade.
Did that go through?
Went through. Derrick Rose will now be playing for the New York Knicks with Melo, my main man Melo. I'm sorry I even mentioned that.
You know, we talked about the best five players ever out of Tennessee, and we didn't mention Derrick Rose.
Out of Tennessee,
he's from Memphis.
He's not from Memphis. He's from Chicago.
That's right. He
played
is.
for Memphis.
That's right.
That's always. That's but you right. know what? Yeah, yeah. Can I say what? Derrick Rose is basically a Memphis guy.
But we can't adopt
he's
him.
He's Chicago.
We can't claim him.
You can't claim him
because
after 1 year.
Elvis was from Mississippi, but he lived in Memphis. So hey, we gotta go on. So now with our John Bailey Company Player of the Week, dominant. You'll see him at the Portsmouth here in a couple years.
I had two guys.
It's Emmanuel Terry. Our John Bailey Company Player of the Week is Emmanuel Terry. Yeah, he jumped so high.
Hit his head.
He could see over the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
So
I was going to say the Tennessee River.
Yeah, I was going to say the Mississippi because he was.
He was dunking
on everybody. And then with our mortgage investors.
Coach.
Darren Poppin, Coach of the Week. I hate to do this.
Scott Barron.
This is.
Dude. He's such a good New York coach.
For me to not sweep the awards every week is new for this show. But
you've had your time of domination.
To give the award to Scott Barron, it's bittersweet. Being his father, I feel proud, or his daddy. But Scott had two big wins, and
I think he's learned.
He
could
play
bit
his
from
way
you.
Into a championship.
You know what I remember about you? You were coaching First Tennessee Bank. And one of your players saw that you were dressed up for the game. And you said, you probably don't remember you said this. You got to look like success.
Look good, play good.
Look good, play good.
Ever
since that's when I said, Brent, 5,000
Well, that wraps us up. We're probably going to leave Dre in the corner duct tape. So he'll be on the Swain event tomorrow. Sorry, Seth. But we're not going to untie him. So. But for Andre Whitehead, the guru, for Brian BT Tate.
Thank you, man. Brent, 5,000 watts.
And
I finally got to hear
the deadbeat sidekick.
Oh, that's messed up.
Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, presented by Southland Realtors on 1180 The VLZ.